888-448-9927, but talk to people about what's going on. Try to get as many people as you can to become involved and encourage them to talk to others. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And just as last night we seem to be having difficulty getting our regularly scheduled guest, I'm going to ask our producer to call Barbara or David and ask them to check the telephone number. Melody Cedarstrom was to be our guest this evening. And Melody isn't answering her telephone. I don't know whether we had an answering service or what. Unfortunately, those of you who listened last night know that James Corbett was supposed to have been our guest, and basically I got an email from him this morning apologizing. Apparently his son was taken ill. They had to take him to the hospital somehow or other. He got dropped, got a big gash on his forehead, and James will be with us next month, but I should say next week, a regular excellent guest. But whatever happened, why, of course, James expressed his reservations and his really his regrets for not being with us. Hopefully, why, we're going to have Melody, but if not, why, just telephone number is going to be open lines. We have nothing prepared, and that's why we really depend upon you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have just a note here that Melody needs a couple of minutes, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, and we can talk about it until Melody's here. But you know, basically, if you listen to the radio, watch television, you realize, of course, that they're lying to the American people. There are six major corporations that control the media. That's AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, Sydney, Murdoch that controls Fox and the Wall Street Journal and the London Times, and then of course you have Comcast that controls NBC. But this really makes up the majority of the control over the media today, and they're trying to tell us, look, we have very little inflation is way down, maybe 1%, and that is if you ignore the price of food and energy. But those are the things that are going up. In other words, basically, there's no inflation if you ignore the things that are going up. They tell us that unemployment is down to 6.3. If you recalculate it the way that it really is, it's over 20%. They're lying to us certainly about housing developments. They're lying to us just about everything having to do with the economy. They are pouring money in. Oh, they've cut back on their quantitative easing. But they've created almost $3 trillion in an effort to try to get the economy going. Here is not going. And over in Europe, the most amazing thing has happened. The European Central Bank is charging banks interest if they actually deposit money with them. The European Central Bank has a negative interest rate. They're charging the banks there interest if they actually deposit their money overnight with them. Melody Cederstrom, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Why don't you bring us up to date on your view of what's going on as far as the economy is concerned?
Well, I heard you talk about the inflation that we have and the, you know, with the continued denying of it, and that we have a very tame and calm inflation number. You have the Federal Reserve that's meeting this week, tomorrow, that they will be addressing, and they will have to address with the higher prices that we're facing. And absolutely always take out the volatile food and energy and the core inflation, but even that was up in May. And some of the food costs...
Oh, I'm going to have to interrupt you there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Melody, we're having to go to the first break, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We're living in tumultuous economic times. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mines by more than 10% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening for the first hour is Melody Cederstrom, and we simply pointed out that everything you are hearing from the controlled media is a lie. They keep telling us that inflation is under control. If you take out food and energy, which are the two major things that are going up, and it's certainly essential to life. And then they tell us that unemployment is great, but of course they miscalculated. Unemployment is not great. They simply drop people from consideration after they've been off work for six months. And the economy is not moving. They're pouring everything they can into it. It's not getting better. And over in Europe, it's the most amazing thing. Oh, the European Central Bank now charges banks to deposit money with it, which, of course, is highly inflationary. Melody Cederstrom's our guest. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, you pick up this story because I think we're on the edge of a major financial cataclysm and collapse.
I agree with you, Dr. Stan. And, I mean, anybody who goes to the grocery store and or purchases any of the needs that we need to live has realized that inflation has been around for a very long time, and it continues to rise with Washington continues to deny. And we certainly know the numbers, and now the numbers are beginning to creep up because, you know, they talk about the bad weather, the winter weather, and certainly the problems that California has. You can't deny the impact that these droughts are having and the increases in food that we're seeing. So tomorrow the Fed is the meeting for today, and tomorrow they will come out, and I don't think they're going to say anything earth-shattering, but they most likely will address the issue of the higher inflation. And we'll see if they're going to, and I'm assuming that they would keep the key short-term rate at the record low near zero. And I doubt that I really don't believe that they can begin to increase that rate, for a while. And so they're really caught between a rock and a hard place. All the money, that all the stimulus that they have pumped into the system, all the, and just the world, even the world, not just the U.S. or Europe, the world has been pumping money into the system in order to keep these economies flowing. And how much longer they can do it, I just don't think it can be much longer. The cracks are becoming wider, and certainly the unemployment that you mentioned, the housing starts were also weak for the month. And the U.S. home construction, that slipped in May. I think it was down like 6.5% from April. And I even saw numbers that construction workers during the – they lost about 1.5 million workers since the recession in 2007. And they just haven't gained those jobs back. And so, again, it's just another signal that the unemployment numbers that they release is just not as rosy as they want everyone to believe they are. The jobs are not as good. The pay is not there. Stagnant wages. And things are not rosy. Things are not bright for the future. And people really do need to prepare for food. You know, this is a prime time to get stored up on your food, for your preparations for food. As higher food costs rise, get stored up on that and prepare financially, of course, with gold and silver. Make sure you have your water filters. And I think anything could happen from left field. We have so many hot spots that are happening in the Middle East. And it's just all coming together.
That is That is the amazing thing. That basically, they're trying to tell us that it's just a temporary slowdown. Everything's going to be fine. But you know very well that the people who are running America, this small little group that controls both political parties, the major banks, the major corporations, and makes mockery out of us and out of what's going on. They control the media. They know what's going on. They know the economy is not doing well. They keep telling us it is. It's almost as if they're trying to stall us of any action being taken, but they can't do this indefinitely. They know what lies ahead, but they're just not telling us. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think there's going to be a major financial collapse? What is your impression, Melody?
Well, this is a difficult year because it isn't an election year, and usually election years are pretty tough to call because they have a tendency to do a lot of things in order to, you know, get the votes that they need. However, it does seem like they're not holding it together. There's just a lot of things going on, and it seems like it's happening all at once. I mean, we have our border problems. I mean, it's just problem after problem after problem. And so if they're lucky, I believe they'll be able to sort of keep things together until after the election. And then I think there's a lot of issues that will come to the forefront after the election. You have the Obamacare that takes effect 2015. The debt ceiling is going to have to be discussed, or at least they're brought to the attention. You have some other things that are happening at the end of the year. So, the stimulus should, you know, from their books and from what they tell us, should be completed by the end of the year, although we all know that, you know, that money is coming in from someplace else that's buying the bonds, but, they will have to, the stimulus will be cut and should be finished by the end of the year. So you got a lot of things going on at the end of the year. And, if the Democrats get in there, I pray that's not the case. I think things will unfold very rapidly.
Well, I think it's really, people have to understand that we're having to borrow money simply to pay our debts. Basically, when Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, it's $17.5 plus trillion dollars and a little over 4 or 5 years now. And basically, where are we borrowing the money from? Well, us and the other countries are not buying as they have traditionally. The large sums of our bonds, China and Japan had been buying our bonds in the past so we could pay our monthly debts. But they're cutting back on this. Apparently, there are some small countries overseas that are suddenly are buying it up, but they're buying it up for somebody else. And whether we are buying our own debt, we're creating money out of nothing. Oh, who is buying our debt? We really don't know. All these undead things, but all these unanswered questions. But the most important thing is you can't keep spending money you don't have. You can't keep spending money you don't have. You can't keep living on borrowed money, especially since other countries are becoming extremely reluctant to buy American debt. Is this a real problem, Melody?
Absolutely it is. And I think they have, you know, countries know what's going on. Countries understand that the U.S. can't, we'll never be able to pay our debt. There's not enough money in this country in order to pay our debt. And I think the U.S. is weakening. I think you're seeing these countries with the problem everywhere that's happening is a reaction to that. And it's just like, it's almost like there's complete chaos. And there's no control. There's no leaders. There's no control. And I think you see this in various decisions by various countries. I read an interesting article today. There was to be, I don't have all the information right in front of me, but there was an interesting, the three biggest shipping operators, they were proposing an alliance. And they've been working on this for over a year, and they have all the approvals, and they were waiting for China to confirm this. And this was the industry since the financial crisis, because of the number of new vessels and so forth, and The markets weren't as full, and there was a lot of empty vessels going across the seas. They were trying to create this alliance with these three biggest shippers, and the Chinese rejected this alliance. And it was a situation where no one expected them to do that. But to me, it shows that China is voicing their power, saying no to something that was probably I'd already agreed upon. And, of course, we see relationships between China and Russia growing. And, you know, you don't know, you know, they certainly don't release the information on much why they rejected it and what was all behind it. But, you know, all the year in completing this alliance with these three big shippers, China said no. So I think you're seeing this a lot in various countries. They're not paying attention to what the U.S. says and what the U.S. stands for anymore. And it's the sign of the decay of our country.
And, of course, the loss of America's economic leadership.
Yes.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Certainly, the average American doesn't believe anything bad could happen to America. We've always been, as far as they remember, the leading economic country in the world with a reserve currency. But that's all changing. And I fear that an awful lot of people are going to get trapped before this is over. And basically, if you have not made your preparations accordingly, if you're not certainly making preparations for the collapse of the American dollar, people say it can't happen. I say, why can't it? When a nation turns against God, when a nation is spending suddenly more money than it's taking in day after day after day, week after week after week, when other countries are beginning to reject the American dollar, and I will tell you that, well, foreign countries now, if you have an account in a foreign country, they're going to tell you, take your money out of our bank. We don't want your money. And I suspect very, very soon you're not going to be able to put your money in a foreign bank. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Give us a call. It's important to know what's really going on. Give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about what's going on economically. And, of course, although the dollar has been traditionally the reserve currency of the world, now Brazil and Russia and India and China and South Africa and a number of other nations are combining together to build a bloc for trading petrol and energy, irrespective of the United States. And when this happens, it's going to mean, of course, that the dollar will have far less value. And since we have literally trillions of them out all across America, if people ever decide they want to get out of the dollar, could create a run on the dollar and just totally destroy the life savings of almost everybody listening to this program who has not made preparations to get out of the dollar. And we're talking about your annuities, your pensions, your insurance policies. Literally everything you own could be literally wiped out within a matter of just a few weeks. Well, basically, Melody, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and begin making preparations for what I believe are the very difficult times that lie ahead? And our telephone number, if you'd like to call in and talk to Melody, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people get in touch with you and begin making preparations for the very real problems that are coming?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. They can sign up for our weekly newsletter, and they can also listen to our daily radio program right from the website. They just need to go to the radio page. And we have some great prices here at Discount Gold and Silver. I shop my prices on a regular basis to make sure we are competitive for what we do. We a lot of the funds come back into education so that people can understand what's going on. They can share it and inform more people, because I believe education is very important. Nothing disturbs me more when I talk to people and I ask them what kind of gold they purchased, and they really don't even know what type of coins they bought. Now, that's wrong. And when you leave Discount Gold and Silver, you can leave feeling good. You know you made an informed decision on the product that you purchased. I believe in keeping portfolios very basic, very simple. I believe in keeping things recognizable and acceptable in the product that you purchase, and I do believe in quality. I believe quality is very important. And so those are the criteria that I use, protocols we use when we're putting together portfolios for our clients. And everybody's different. I believe people need to buy what's suitable for them based on that criteria. And everybody's on a different budget. People are purchasing for various reasons. Some people are looking at larger sums of funds that they're looking to preserve their purchasing power and their savings. Others are just looking to purchase maybe some bartering materials, some 90% silver, small fractional gold pieces. But just stay very basic and give us a call at 1-800-375-4188.
Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And basically, we saw this run down in the price of gold and silver. Silver was hanging in there at 13. Gold was hanging in about $1,300 an ounce. Certainly, silver was hanging in at $20, $21 an ounce. And then suddenly, why we see them drop down as gold, but all the way down to about $12.50, maybe up just a little bit now. It's the same thing with silver. But isn't this all being manipulated? Isn't this all certainly a manifestation of the control that exists over these prices? A few people are able then to determine what the price of these gold and silver commodities are.
Based on everything that is going on, gold should be trading at $3,000 today. I mean, it is incredible. And the whole industry, you know, we talk, it's a small industry, and we talk, and everyone is amazed at it, that the price of gold and silver are at these levels with everything that is going on, with the inflation, regardless of what the government comes out and tells you, but with inflation, with our problem, with our debt, with what is happening around the world, all the geopolitical situations that are out there just brewing and ready, and some are exploding. And gold went down, and we're at $1,270. Gold should be much, much higher, same way with silver. And I do believe it is, you know, if I had a penny for every time I said it's a matter of time, but it is just a matter of time until things really position. Reality will exist. Reality does always come to the forefront. And it's computer digits. They could do a lot.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, this is the time to ask it. Sunny from Melody Seedrum, Peter's from Discount Gold and Silver.
To increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 product. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've done Miracle 2, probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith, and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do?
Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, if you have a question for Melody, 464-8295. 464-8295. But basically, it should be so obvious to people that we're on the edge of a financial catastrophe. As suddenly, the leaders, the people who are behind everything, know that they've turned out between $3 and $4 trillion of suddenly additional funds trying to get the American economy going, and it didn't work. And they've done the same thing over in Europe. We know that the Fed has distributed over $16 trillion over there now. How much of that is out? How much is been paid back? Everything is secret. But I will tell you that they know that there's a major catastrophe coming. They're making plans for this for themselves, and I fear that an awful lot of people are going to get badly, badly damaged financially. Our telephone number, as I mentioned, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Sydney Melody, as you talk to people, and I know you do this every day, Sydney, are the people that are coming to you primarily the people who have been your customers in past years and decades, or are the new people actually becoming aware of the catastrophe that is going to literally destroy the financial infrastructure of America as we know it?
Well, it's certainly not like it was in 2008, where there was, the large part of it was new people coming into the market as they were running out of the paper and into gold at that point in time. You do have new people coming into the market, but they've been cautious. Certainly, there is no urgency. There's concern. I'm not even sure I would call it fear at this point. For the new people coming into the market, they understand a little bit more. They listen to programs like yours, and they understand that this is a situation that's not going to end well for their finances. So they decide to put their money into get rid of their paper money, their worthless paper, and put it into gold. And then my regular clients, they're just believers of gold. They understand. I mean, they've listened many, many years, and they followed the financial problems, and they understand the fiat currency. And as long as we have a fiat currency, it's not going to change. Things are going to cost more, and the dollar is going to be worth less, and gold is going higher. And it's as simple as that. And they get that, and they continue to buy gold. They continue to trade out of their fiat currencies and put it into gold and silver. So that's something they do on a regular basis. That's their plan, and that's also their retirement. Instead of having their money into 401s or pension plans or IRAs, they purchase gold and they use that as their retirement account. So it's very useful. And what people don't understand, they get confused. What am I going to do with it once I have it? And they fail to recognize that gold is very liquid. Most people, when they sell their gold back to discount gold and silver, they can have a check in their hands faster than if they sell shares many times. And so gold is very liquid. It's very easy to turn it around. Same way with your silver. It's very easy to turn it around. And it works the same as when you make the purchase. If you bought the gold from us, we'll lock it in for you. And when the gold is received, we'll send you what is the current rate of exchange for it.
Well, of course, I know that you prefer the gold to silver, but there's some people who like silver as a form of investment. What are the pros and cons of buying, silver over gold or gold over silver?
It's not that I prefer gold over silver. I believe they each have their fundamentals. And I believe people get in any investment that they purchase, if they don't buy based on the fundamentals, you know, they could have a little bit of surprise further down the road. And they think they have something. And I think with gold and silver and where we're at in our economy, they're not going to be wrong in either what they do, whether they buy gold and silver. But I believe gold is a way to protect your savings. It's a way to protect your purchasing power. Usually involves a larger amount of funds. And I believe folks should have 80% gold, 20% silver. And that doesn't mean I don't have clients that have 100% silver. I do. But knowing what the fundamentals are in each, it's still my job to present this to my clients and then allow them to make the informed decision on where they want to be. I look to gold as, you know, as a simple as a savings account and silver as a checking account. You can have a little more volatility with silver and, you know, with you putting large amounts of money into silver, you better have a place to store it. Sometimes I have little old ladies and it's not conducive for them to have, you know, hundreds of pounds of silver for their investment. You know, gold is a much better investment for them. And again, it's what's suitable for them. So this is how I look at everything when I'm making recommendations to my clients on what they should be purchasing. But stick to the basics and stick to the fundamentals for gold and silver. Gold is what you're going to put away. And as silver, you will do very well on silver. The percentage, of course, silver is a smaller value item, so the percentages are going to be bigger on silver than gold. And it will do very well, but you just have a little bit more volatility. And since they put so much industrial use on silver, it gives, to me, I think it gives it a little bit more volatility.
All right. Well, tell people how they can get in touch with you once again. And then, of course, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll get to Ritz in just a moment. But 1-888-24-LIBERTY, if you'd like to call in. How can people get in touch with you again, Melody?
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got Rich calling from Aromas. Rich, did you have a question or comment for our guest?
Hello, Grandpa Larry. How are you feeling today?
Well as can be expected of the dire circumstances. Go right ahead.
You're a tough old bird. I think you'll be around for much, much longer.
Well, I certainly hope so anyway, but go ahead.
Melody, I bought some Morgan dollars from you, maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And they were XS, and I got to tell you, they were beautiful. I mean, I even showed Grandpa when I went up there to help him. But anyways, what would it cost for some more Morgan dollars and XS? And you gave me some really nice dates, 1890s. 1880s, even doing a couple 1878 in there, and they were just beautiful. Do you have any more of those? If you do, how much are those going to cost me?
Yes, we always have Morgan silver dollars available in the extra fine condition, and they're running, if you get pre-21s, they're still running around about $30.50 each. They kind of held their value at that point, even though we saw silver go down to 18 to a low. Morgan's did very well. They hit this level and they just stayed there. So they've really turned out to be a very good investment.
Okay, anything else, Rich?
Well, I she said $30.50.
Somewhere in that. Yeah, go ahead.
It was kind of hard to hear.
It was $30 and something. Go ahead.
Well, I've done pretty good because I think I paid $26 for the ones I bought from her, and they're just gorgeous. So, anyways, they're going to cost me a little bit more, but if you could get me some more of those, I'll have to call you after the show.
All righty. Please do, Rich.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Rich, before we let you go?
No, Grandpa. I thought today at the 4 o'clock show was really, really neat, and I hope you get him on. I think his name was Gary.
Okay, fine. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, and basically our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking about the financial crisis that nobody wants to talk about. People want to just go along and live their lives and think that the world is not going to change, and yet everything is artificial. Certainly the prices are, unemployment is artificial. We are not producing. We are actually transferring our industries to other countries. And of course, there, the increasing employment there. And that's why we're losing our employment here. People do not understand that this small little group of people who run our country really want to create a world government, and they're systematically transferring American jobs overseas and transferring many of our major corporations are transferring their wealth overseas. And of course, they don't have to pay taxes if they keep it overseas. So they have to pay a 35% tax if they bring it back here, and little or no tax if they leave it overseas. And that's what so many of our corporations are doing. And that's eventually down the line going to have a profound impact on our economy, isn't it, Melody?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. And what people don't understand, Wall Street anymore is just so rigged. I don't understand how anybody can keep their money in Wall Street. I mean, every day you have, financial news programs bragging about, all the inside trading that's going on, like 25% of all the M&As, involve inside trading, and the flash trading, the flash, and it's like, I don't understand how people could feel safe with their money in a system that is so corrupt. And a discussion I heard today, well, why don't the SEC do anything about it? They know exactly. All they had to do is do a few computer searches, and they would be able to know exactly who is doing the trades, when, and how much, and exactly what is going on and the problems with the trade, but they just turned a blind eye to it. And the corruption in Wall Street is just rampant. I just don't I can't even imagine how people would feel that their funds are safe there.
Well, because, of course, they look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, they look at the Russell, they look at the S&P, they look at the NASDAQ, and they all seem to be doing so well. But nobody ever actually asked for the price-earnings ratio, the relationship between the price and what it's costing. And it should be about 8-1, and a lot of instances, 20 or 30 or even 40-1. And basically, it's totally irrelevant. But the average individual never looks behind the obvious. And I fear that when this whole house of cards comes down, an awful lot of people are going to get buried. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there, you have a question financially about what you should be doing, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, who's sitting on the front lines of this battle. How long have you been selling gold and silver, Melody?
It'll be almost 20 years.
It's a long, long time, but basically, as you've been able to, and basically, you can't stay in that business that long unless you take good care of people. You've got a lot of listeners who've been, a lot of supporters have been with you for a long time, haven't you, Melody?
Yes, I have clients from when we first opened almost 20 years ago. So they've been around a long time, and we just don't play the games that a lot of these dealers do. And, we tell the truth on the products. I don't carry product that I don't believe in. There's a big push on selling gold by the gram for the people who don't have a lot of money. And it's like, that's the worst thing that they could be buying if you didn't have a lot of money, is gold by the gram. Silver's a much better buy for you. And you don't need gold if you don't have, if you only have $20 to buy a small gram of gold, you don't need gold. There's a lot of things like that that's going wrong. I don't believe in buying silver by the pound. I can't tell you how many times people call me and ask me by the pound, and then they try to figure it out in regular ounces instead of troy ounces, and it's like, no wonder they get taken. People get taken. And so you just stick with the basics. Once again, you buy things that are recognizable and acceptable. You don't get caught up in all these novelties that are being pushed just so you can buy gold. And when you buy these grams, you have to ask yourself, who's going to buy them back? You know, they're a little bit more difficult to buy to sell.
You know, what about some of these older gold coins like the Hungarian Corona or the Austrian Corona or certainly the South African Rand? Are these good investments?
I mean, the Coronas are okay. They're, you know, most people don't know who they are. If you're in the business and if you've been around gold for a while, you know what they are. I mean, the Krugerrand is fine. That's highly recognizable. The Canadian Mint, the Canadian Maple Leaf, that's highly recognizable. Even the Philharmonic, that's recognizable. When you start getting into the Coronas and because of their weight is not even, you know, it's not a quarter ounce, it's not a half ounce, people might be a little confused. I mean, for foreign gold, I like the Swiss francs. I like the British sovereign. I mean, they're very highly sought after around the world, very recognizable and acceptable. But when you start getting into some of these other countries, I wouldn't think that your neighbor would know what it is. So, and I always tell my clients, if you're trying to just choose from one type of product to another, like a gold bar, I call for gold bars. What's the difference between a gold bar and a gold coin? Well, if you put a bar in one hand and a coin in the other, what do you believe most people would choose? 99% of the people will choose the gold coin. That's what you want to purchase. And we sell lots of bars. But it wouldn't be my first choice. And I'm certainly not going to turn away a client if it's looking for you know, a gold bar versus a gold coin. But my first choice would be a gold coin. And that's how there's these little things that people can do when they're looking to purchase their gold and silver. So you don't get caught up in buying these things that, yes, you have gold and silver, but you could have purchased something a little bit more for your money.
Well, now, what about sitting buying a 10-ounce gold bar? Is that a good way of actually just storing wealth?
You know, I choose coins over bars. I think bars were great when there weren't a lot of coins. You could buy bars for a couple cents over spot. You can't do that anymore. They're just almost as expensive as coins.
Okay, let's go to Joe, who's calling from Jersey because we're running out of time. Joe, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. Actually, it's for both of you. I'm just wondering if you have any kind of thoughts as to, do you think, if in fact there should be an economic collapse, although it seems evident, would the prices of precious metals go up, in your opinions?
If there's an economic collapse, will the price of gold and silver go up? What are your thoughts?
They absolutely should, but I also believe all things are relative.
And I think it's all manipulated, Joe. It's all manipulated. But position yourself, and we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. Thanks very much for calling. And Melody, thank you so very much for being with us. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Take care.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I must remind all of our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported, and certainly we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, trying to educate the American people about what's happening financially, what's happening spiritually, certainly what's happening politically, but basically the underlying theme we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and there really are supernatural forces. And God is going to bring his nation, his judgment on America, because America has turned against God. And it didn't happen by accident. It happened because there's a little small group that controls both political parties, and they control the major banks, they control the major corporations, and they control the major media. And it's because they control the media, the average individual has no idea who these people are or what they're up to. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can get it and read it very quickly, but it will give you the background of exactly who these people are and what their goal is. And certainly our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you want to, of course, get into the background of the control of the media, the book is The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, a left-wing college professor who thinks that the right-wing controls the media. But then the people on the right thinks the left wing controls the media. And that is, of course, why you need to get our material. And suddenly we have not only my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but the Gary Cause, pardon me, James Perloff's Shadows of Power, and Sidney, Ted Flynn's book. And we have so many books that will take you into an understanding of the forces that really run the world today. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly want to get out the 4 CD sets. We have 4 CD sets on literally everything imaginable. Certainly, you just go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and you can get a list of the tapes of 4 CD sets and the books and the other items we carry. And you need to get them. You need to duplicate them. You need to get them out. And this, not only that, but they help to finance Radio Liberty. But the big thing is we need people to understand the spiritual forces behind everything that's going on today. They need to understand, certainly, of Vietnam. We have a 4 CD sets on Vietnam. In fact, we have a Vietnam special. But if you study it, you'll find out that we spent, certainly, 10 years killed 58,000 Americans in a war we could have won in 6 weeks. I was personally told by General Lew Walt and by Ambassador the American ambassador to Laos, that we could have won that war in 6 weeks, but we were never allowed to. Why? Because it was a great diversion, so we could bring in the great society. That's what it was all about. And the average American has no idea what's really going on or what really happened suddenly at that time. And then, of course, we have suddenly World War II, a totally phony war, 60, 70 million people killed, and we were financing both the communists, and we were financing the Nazis all during that war. We were financing the Nazis. And if you haven't heard the 4-CD set, The War Against the Jews, or my interviews with John Loftus, or the excellent book we carry, The America's Nazi Secret. They've done everything they could to suppress it. But of course, we do carry the book by John Loftus. And once you understand that we financed the Nazis movement before the war, during the war, and then help the Nazis escape to South America. Until you understand that, very little going on makes sense. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And we need your input. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And so much of what you read and hear and see in the media is just not true. And certainly, even in scientific literature, there's an organized effort to conceal the truth. That's why we have Dr. Linda Loggeman. She's certainly has her PhD, and she is very, very concerned about the overuse of psychiatric medication. She should well be. We've had Linda with us before. We have a 4-CD set that you can actually get with Linda and getting the information, but we want you to hear it tonight again about how so many people are being put on psychiatric drugs. I mean, we are using the United States, with 5% of the world's population, is using the vast majority of psychiatric drugs with doing irreparable harm to our citizens and to our children. Dr. Loggeman, you pick up the story.
Yeah, I think, and you know, we can go over all the numbers and the numbers of like children on psychiatric drugs, the massive influx of psychiatric drugs in the military, which is a very big area now, which is why we're seeing more of these, violent episodes in the military, you know, the Fort Hood shooting, Navy Yard shooting, and then also the same thing, big use of psychiatric drugs in the elderly. So it's spread across the span. But I think, you know, your listeners are probably aware that there's not science behind this. I hope that they are, because this is something that about knowledge and knowing what's going on. And I really believe there's going to be a tipping point here of knowledge where enough people are informed about this that it will just, disable this time bomb that's going on in our culture right now with how much psychiatric drugs, and especially the younger and younger kids that are being put on them. So I'm really hoping for that tipping point. You know, when you know something, you can't be hurt by it in the same way. So in terms of the, you know, just to kind of quickly cover the ground about there being no science behind any psychiatric diagnosis. You know, there in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual that the American Psychiatric Association puts out, very important for people to know that those are not based on science. They are voted on. You know, psychiatrists get together and they say, oh, I've observed this behavior, that behavior, let's cluster them together and we will call it a brain disorder, a brain disease. There are over like 300 diagnoses, psychiatric diagnoses now. Not a single one has any science behind it. There's no lab tests. There's no blood tests. There's no nothing.
And I suddenly talking about depression. And I can remember when I was practicing, of course, I was in orthopedics, but I did see patients with depression. And they would come in, they would be depressed for a month or 2 months or 3 months, and then they get over it spontaneously, go right back to the way they were before. Once you put them on psychiatric drugs, though, why, they may never get off of the drugs, but go right ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly true, what you're saying. Depression, you know, people, we weren't a society that was crippled by depression before. We didn't have chronic depression. It was an everyday thing. It was something that, you know, was part of life, that somebody might get depressed, and they got over it. But, yeah, with the introduction of the antidepressants, we now have chronic depression. That's new. The natural course of depression is that it self-resolves, even if you do nothing. But people can do things to help. Like, you know, the single best thing you can do for depression is exercise, actually. But anyway, so we've gotten 16-plus years of advertising that have gotten all of us indoctrinated into the idea that pills are what we need and that everyday struggles are mental disorders, chemical imbalances that need a pill. And we
hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Dr. Linda Lagerman, and people don't understand that we've been sold a terrible bill of goods.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlicazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's social garlic. Buy garlicazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. 866-674-3955 to order garlicazyme. Garlicazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried food, known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry, easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreation activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life. That's the way. But the rare opportunity, this limited supply will not last. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 864-FOOD. Log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. This is Dr. Ackerman. And Linda has a PhD. She's practiced as a mental health for well over 20 years. She's given this up to speak out against what's going on, which is a great crime. And so, Linda, I want you to give your background, your qualifications, and then I want you to tell them why you've given up a successful practice this full time trying to educate the people on the overuse of psychiatric drugs and devastating the effect they're having on our millions, upon our children, upon our elderly, upon the average American.
I'm a clinical psychologist, 23 years in private practice, a full, practice, and I'm also an associate clinical professor at University. I taught psychiatry residents there. I taught them actually how to help people without using drugs. It's interesting. After I won the Teaching Excellence Award that's given by the resident for the person that has had the most impact on their studies, after I won that award three times, I was cut from active teaching. Anyway, I gave up my practice, and I am spending all of my efforts trying to get this information out. I am very concerned about our people's freedom, our freedom, and our freedoms and our minds being destroyed by psychiatric drugs and children's minds. Some of the most prescribed drugs to kids, the ADHD drug, cause of brain tissue.
Actual shrinkage of brain tissue. Why aren't you hearing about that on the front pages of the New York Times? Why? Because Rupert Murdoch owns. Go ahead.
The thing, why are we not hearing about this? What's going on? We know. I mean, there's a behind this, but we have gotten so brainwashed to accept psychiatric drugs and to accept giving them to our children. There are many people that wouldn't let their kids eat processed food or, they worry about the sugar, but they are putting psychiatric drugs, mind-altering drugs, in their developing brain. The idea of how this marketing has worked, since we have consumer advertising, one of two countries, the whole world that has allowed, the pharmaceutical industry to advertise to us about psychiatric diagnoses and drugs. And since 1997, when Congress approved that, we've been just part of all these ads that take everyday conditions and say, are you experiencing this? Are you experiencing that? You may be suffering from a chemical imbalance. You may have this disorder. You need this drug. And the other thing is we have accepted, this is an insane situation where we have accepted drugs that actually cause the problems, the conditions that they're supposed to alleviate. Antidepressants, it says it right on the adverse reactions, and if you watch any commercial, antidepressants may make depression worse. Antidepressants may make you suicidal. It's insane that we have accepted that. If you think of it in terms of another product, like let's say there was a fire extinguisher, and then you get a label, warning label with the fire extinguisher that you're purchasing that says, it might increase the flames. It would be ridiculous. Nobody would buy a product that might exacerbate the very thing they're trying to help. And yet this is done with psychiatric drugs across the board, all of them. And it's a massive marketing that even the names of them, you know, antidepressants, anti-anxiety, antipsychotic, that's just marketing. They don't take that away. There's no mechanism that is actually an antibiotic does something. Antidepressant, anti-anxiety, these drugs are all mix and match, and there are a lot of people who are on antipsychotics, which were made for people hearing voices, but don't realize that they're on an antipsychotic because don't do that. Abilify, Risperdal, Geodon, Zyprexa, those are some of them that are popularly given to children with ADHD and to anybody with depression. Abilify is a very lucrative drug right now. And, you know, it's advertised and says, oh, if your antidepressant isn't working for you, add Abilify. So if the one quack drug isn't working, add another, not an antipsychotic. So I gave up the practice. I'm deeply concerned about the integrity of people's selves, which is, you know, their mind and freedom, and the assault on that. You brought up the military. That is an area that is being drugged at an alarming rate. From 2005 to 2011, psychiatric drugs in the military went up 682%.
682% increase in the use of psychiatric drugs over a relatively short period of time. They're poisoning our military, and then we wonder why so many of them are having serious permanent problems. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that rate is 30 times faster than the increase in drugs in the civilian population. You know, last month, it was actually April, Ron Paul wrote an article after the Fort Hood shooting, because that was, you know, a guy, no history of violence, but he was put on psychiatric drugs because he was dealing with some issues, and then he ends up going on this killing spree. Ron Paul wrote an article saying that, you know, that they're going to tell us that it's a, they're going to call for, here's what he says, they will all call for more government intervention into the lives of those in the military to root out and, quote, treat mental illness. But they will never question, and he goes on, like the real cause, and he says, government psychiatrists who prescribe extremely dangerous psychotropic drugs to treat those soldiers. And that's exactly it. We've seen, since that influx of drugs in the military, the 682% increase that started in 2005, the very following year, in 2006, there was a 40% increase in child abuse in military families, a 33% increase in violent sex crimes and spousal abuse in military families, and then there's a massive suicide problem in the military right now. It's an epidemic. Leon Panetta, you know, former Secretary of Defense, said it's an epidemic. There are 23 suicides a day from between the veterans and the active duty. So in an area like the military, actually traditionally had a low suicide rate, but this has all changed since the psychiatric drugs. And it's so, yeah, I mean, the military is being destroyed from within, and it's something that is going unnoticed. They keep asking, wow, what should we do about the suicides? What should we do about the violence? And they're not looking at the actual cause, and nothing's going to get fixed until they identify the true cause, until they actually look and say, it's the psychiatric drugs. The same thing with the different killing sprees that we see now, at least like once a week now, we're seeing a killing spree. It's not guns. It's not, you know, the guy, Elliot Rogers, who went on a killing spree in Isla Vista down near UC Santa Barbara in California. The first three people he stabbed to death. Four of the people he injured, he ran over with his car. We need to be looking at what would make a person do something like that. What could alter a person and make them do unnatural things? And what does that are mind-altering drugs that make a person behave in ways that they would never do, that cuts them off from their actual self. All of the psychotropic drugs cut off a person from parts of their mind, from their brain. They disable parts of the brain. Every single one of them, that's the mechanism, like how they work. It's just which part of the brain are they disabling. And that's why, you know, you can have that. People are disconnected from the reality of their connection in the world. And so it's any one of those. The mechanism is to shut down parts of the brain. Yeah, I think I have it here. Yeah, so anti-anxiety drugs, those suppress the cognitive function. They suppress memory, you know, the higher brain function. That's why, you know, in some ways people aren't anxious, but that's because they can't think. They're not thinking. Antipsychotics, Abilify, Risperidone, Zyprexa, Seroquel, all of those, they block dopamine. Dopamine is the main pathway to the frontal lobe. So they are essentially a chemical lobotomy. These things detach people, and in one form or another, they are disrupting brain function, impairing brain function, disabling parts of the brain.
And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, no other country in the world is using acetylenediazepines to the degree we are, and we're using probably 80% of all the psychiatric drugs. Even though we make up only 5% of the population, this is totally unnecessary. In many instances, why, we'll do irreparable harm to the brains, and basically there's no scientific basis for this. In fact, many of these drugs, if you look at the black box warning, it'll tell you acetylenediazepines, it's maybe 10% of them are being effective, but there's so many complications, and some of them can lead to brain atrophy. Do you really want to give your child a product that will give them brain atrophy? And if this is true, why aren't you hearing this? Because the media is controlled.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Linda Lagerman. If you'd like to get her material, certainly we have, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We can get you three or four cassettes of her various programming, which I think is excellent. She's given up her regular profession because of a deep concern over what we're doing psychiatrically and physiologically to not only our servicemen, but to our children and to certainly the average population in America. And the fact you're not going to hear this elsewhere is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today in America over what the American people think. Linda, how can people get to your website? How can people get to your website and get your material?
So the main website, I don't think I mentioned, I'm a commissioner for the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights, CCHR, it's the oldest and largest international mental health watchdog, has been on the front lines of mental health reform since 1969. So, it's been investigating and exposing human rights violations in the mental health field since then, has a ton of research, and the fruits of that research are on the website. So there's lots of helpful information there. And
one more time, the name of the website.
So it is CCHR.org, and then the other one for the international is CCHRINT.org. So both of those websites, you could just go on there. You can learn so much of the articles, the documentaries. All of the documentaries that CCHR has produced have won industry awards, multiple industry awards. And the latest one is on there. You can see them for free on the website. CCHR is a nonprofit, the latest one is the one on the drugging in the military, and it's called The Hidden Enemy. So that's to get, like, all kinds of information, treasure trove of information. And then if people want to get in touch with me, my website is drlagerman.com. That's drlagerman. DrLagerman.com. And, you can email me, or my phone number's on there too. You can get in touch with me. I would really urge people to go to the CCHR website, CCHR.org and CCHRINT.org, because you will benefit from the decades of research that CCHR has done when nobody else was doing this, over 40 years. And, you know, it's CCHR that fought for warning labels on the pharmaceutical drugs that, and a lot of the legislation to prevent some of the screenings that have been being done. You know, there was, you know, there's a lot of screening tests that go on in schools, mental health screening, that are written by psychiatrists, paid for by the pharmaceutical industry, and are just scams to label kids and get more of them on drugs.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Are these people simply having no idea what they're doing? Is simply this an accident? Are they intentionally harming our children? What is the motivation? Is it certainly because they want to make a great deal of money? What's they are doing? We're talking about billions and billions of dollars. But also, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to have a profound impact on the heart and mind and soul of our children and of our adults. And you can see the disastrous results with this and all the violence among our military. And basically, we just don't see this in the general population. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and you need to get this information. Listen to it several times, and you can get it simply by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. And if we don't have a 4-CD set, I think we'll try to get one put together. But it's vitally important that people understand that America suddenly is being attacked today. The minds of our people and many of our children's minds are going to be effectively destroyed because these drugs can actually impact and change the function of the brain. Is that correct?
That is very correct. That is why I am trying to get this out there as quickly as possible. Yeah. I hear the music there. Are we going to a commercial break?
We're going to connect to break, unfortunately. Any parting thoughts? You've got about 30 seconds before we go to the break.
No, I think we'll come back. I want to start on something when we come back, just about how this is being done, the marketing and the corruption in the pharmaceutical industries.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Linda Loggeman. But if you have any questions or comments, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Linda Loggeman. And, of course, we're talking about the overuse of psychiatric drugs, the misuse of psychiatric drugs. I really believe the criminal use of psychiatric drugs across America, a multi-billion-dollar industry. And so many people unknowingly are doing just what they're told to by the doctor. And the doctors don't understand. They're victims of this whole thing as well. Well, I guess, Dr. Linda, once again, why don't you tell people how they get in touch with your website, how they can get in touch with your ministry, and then, of course, go ahead and pick up the next part of the story.
Sure. So people can get in touch with me at drlagemann.com, drlagemann.com, and then CCHR, the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, lots of information. They can go to cchr.org. and cchrint.org for international. Incredibly helpful information there, and it's powerful. So, you know, you were just saying the criminal use of these psychiatric drugs, and it is criminal. And, you know, and a lot of people don't know, a lot of doctors don't know. They're relying on the experts. You know, a lot of primary care doctors, they rely on getting training by a psychiatrist, and they listen to that person because that's his specialty, and they don't realize that that psychiatrist is paid by the pharmaceutical company to push a certain drug. So there was recently GlaxoSmithKline, there was a whistleblower, a guy named Greg Thorpe. He was a former sales representative for GlaxoSmithKline. And anyway, GlaxoSmithKline, there was a federal case that they settled. They agreed to pay $3 billion. So GlaxoSmithKline had to pay $3 billion, and the reason was that they were paying doctors, bribing doctors, doing all kinds of things, giving them lavish gifts to get doctors to prescribe antidepressants to children when the FDA had not approved the drugs for pediatric use. So the pharmaceutical companies, they were also getting academic leaders to put their name on an article that the pharmaceutical company wrote. So the pharmaceutical company would write an article, make it seem like a scientific article, pay a doctor lots of money to put his name on it and get it published. So it's, you know, the amount of corruption is phenomenal, and doctors who are looking at those journals don't even realize that they're reading basically an advertisement, something that was written by the pharmaceutical company itself. And that's how they have managed to turn drugs like antipsychotics, which have a very limited market, you know, drugs for people hearing voices and seeing things, that's a very limited market. They have turned antipsychotics into an incredibly lucrative market. They are given now for depression, ADHD, you name it, everything. So sales of antipsychotics have, I don't have the number in front of me right now, but they have just radically increased. I'll also find that number. But anyway, that happened. Those are the tactics. And there's a really interesting book called Side Effects Death. And it's written by a guy named John Virapen, and he is the former head of Eli Lilly, for Sweden. And he exposes the whole thing. And he's writing it kind of part as a confessional, because he says his hands are just as dirty as everybody else at Eli Lilly. And he goes over how they bribe doctors to, you know, to do more prescribing. There was this one doctor in Colorado, in Pueblo, Colorado. Yeah, he, John Hardy, child psychiatrist in Pueblo. He got $400,000 in 2 years from Eli Lilly and Pfizer, and a Colorado panel that was studying the high use of psychotropic drugs among foster children in Colorado. They reviewed all the Medicaid drug prescriptions and found that in 2012, this Dr. Hardy was one of the highest volume prescribers in the state of psychiatric drugs. So he's getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he's just writing those prescriptions to foster kids. And the pharmaceutical industry has actually targeted foster children, poor children, using Medicaid, because that's, you know, taxpayer dollars, unlimited supply. Oh, yeah, here's the number. The antipsychotics are now one of the most lucrative drugs. The sales in 2011, so that's a couple of years ago already. In 2011, there were $18 billion just in selling antipsychotics. That's supposed to be, you know, how many people hear voices and see things that would need that drug? But it tripled from 2002. The sales of antipsychotics tripled. That's pretty remarkable. And those antipsychotics are another drug that shrinks brain tissue. I remember people saying in my training, because there were brain scans that they would show of schizophrenics and of people who did not have schizophrenia. And the brain scans of the schizophrenia patients, you could see the smaller brain tissue, the smaller brain. So there were areas that were shrunken. And I remember being told, see, it's biological. The brain of a schizophrenic is different than the brain of a non-schizophrenic. Well, then somebody got smart for this and did a study, and they showed schizophrenic patients not on drugs. And what you're seeing with the old thing that you were seeing with the brain scans, that's the brain of a schizophrenic on drugs. It's the drugs that have shrunk their brain.
And I think that's so vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. We're damaging our people. We're damaging our friends. We're damaging our children. Yeah. We're damaging our relatives with these psychiatric drugs. And it shrinks the brain. And is it ever going to come back again?
No, that will not. That's not going to come back. Some of the damage that's being done is permanent. And this is why, you know, we're kind of up against the clock here in terms of stopping this before the minds and futures are in this country are destroyed. So some of it is permanent. Now, there's others, you know, some of the, you know, the damage done by the antidepressants that, you know, when you introduce the antidepressants into the brain, they artificially elevate the serotonin in the brain. And the brain adapts and stops producing as much serotonin because it's artificially elevated and it says this isn't normal. So it tries to adjust. It stops producing. It also atrophies some of the receptor sites. And this is one of the reasons why it's so hard for people to come off of the antidepressants. They are, they've changed their brain chemistry. And when they come off, they do get depressed because they are not producing the amount of serotonin that they used to. Now, some of that can come back. And people, I think it's really important, anybody listening, like, don't just stop taking a drug if you're on a drug. It takes a very gradual taper off to allow your own brain chemistry to readjust and get back to its normal. But it is important for people to know that there's no such thing. Before you introduce a chemical in the brain, there's no such thing as chemical imbalance. That is a complete marketing line. It is not a fact. And it's just really important because most people that are taking a drug have told that they have a chemical imbalance. And the first thing that they should do is ask their doctor, where's the lab test to show the chemical imbalance? What's the normal level? What's my level? You know, what's the normal range? It's like they cannot answer these questions because it is just not a fact. It's just not the case. And I think that's hard for some people to believe because they've had, you know, 16 years of advertising on TV tells them that there's a chemical imbalance, but it's just a total falsehood. So anyway, like if he's wanting to come off of a psychiatric drug, there's a very good book called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal by Dr. Peter Bregan, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. And he's a psychiatrist, and he goes over how you do that and how rapidly that can be done. He's got a group. You know, once Dr. Stan had asked me if there are any groups within psychiatry that are, you know, conforming, that are concerned about the overprescribing and overdiagnosing. And he started a group, Dr. Bregan. It's called the Center for the Study of Empathic Therapy, it's called. But people can go to his website, Bregan.com.
I've actually talked to Dr. Bregan. He's just a reputable individual, and I recommend him and his writings. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. He's got some helpful info, and he's, you know, he's taken some hits, which I think anybody who's going up against this is going to be taking hits. And because, you know, there's $89 billion now in drug sales annually.
$89 billion yeah. in drug yeah. sales, psychiatric drug sales. Heaven yeah. help us. Go ahead.
Yeah, heaven help us. Really. Yes. And the only way that we're going to go about this is really people being informed that is going to be the tipping point. Knowledge, and informing others. So that they're not vulnerable to this, because people think that these are, they think that they're experts, and psychiatry is not at all a science. And when I was early in my training, I was sympathetic when psychiatrists would tell me, oh, they're not treated like real doctors. And, but now I see why, because there's no science. If you want to use a medical model, there are rules. There are scientific rules. There's a scientific method. And there is nothing about psychiatry, not a single diagnosis, none of this that is based on science. So I heard in one of the documentaries that CCHR has produced, there's a guy who was just irate about what psychiatry is doing. And he used the phrase, and I liked it, he called it quackery dockery. So, but that's when you're not using science, you have to just admit that you're not. Don't try to act like this in a medical model. Don't call things brain diseases and brain disorders, just trying to sound medical, without any basis, without any x-ray lab test, nothing. But it's amazing how much they've commandeered, you know, of the federal budget. And and every time there's any violent incident, any crazy shooting, any of these like weird things, they are right there saying, oh, look, we need more money for mental health. Look, we need to screen all the children in the schools and get them on drugs before they do some terrible thing like this. And the fact is those drugs are causing the problem. They are damaging people's brains, disconnecting them from reality, and making people do things that they would not do. It's just like a complete craziness that they call for more mental health treatment and more money when they are the very ones that have that are causing the problem. Every one of these weird shooters or killing sprees, every one of them where they've released the toxicology report has been on a psychiatric drug.
Well, basically, are you having difficulty getting this information out? Are the major radio stations and television stations willing to put this information out so people can learn about the dangers of the psychiatric medication and really the lack of any scientific foundation for them?
It is not easy. It's like it takes somebody who's got some courage, like a, you know, radio host who's got some courage and is willing to put truth out there even when it's not popular. But a lot of people are scared of that. They don't want to say something that's going to get them criticized. And you will get criticized when you are putting out truth that, you know, got $89 billion. That's just in drug sales. I mean, the whole psychiatric industry is much more. It's in the hundreds of billions. But just psychiatric drug sales is $89 billion. So a lot of people are scared to go up against that. So, no, it's not. But this should be on the news every night. This should be, you know, the documentaries, the CCHR documentaries, those should be on TV. But it's not that easy. People don't want to, you know, they're afraid of getting smeared, you know. So this is why, you know, I think, like, I'm going at this sort of grassroots and trying to get people informed so that they stop being consumers. They tell everybody else. And then, you know, I hope there's a, you know, a lawyer listening who wants to do a class action suit. You know, there have been a number of lawsuits, but there need to be many, many more. This is criminal.
Well, my understanding is that usually they settle a lawsuit, but they stipulate there has to be a gag order, so the truth about what's going on is suppressed. Is that correct?
That is completely correct, and that's how they have hidden some of this information for decades. So Eli Lilly, the maker of Prozac, hid. They settled suicide lawsuits. That there were many suicide lawsuits brought against them because the drug increases the risk of suicide by 6 times. So the people who were on, so you take depressed people, so these are the clinical controlled studies. So you take a bunch of depressed people, randomly assign them to groups. They had 3 groups. Placebo group, that's where people are taking something inert, like a sugar pill. They had the other, you know, other antidepressant group, and they had the Prozac group. Here's what the results were. The placebo group, I can't remember how, this was per how many people. I don't know if it was per, I think it was per 1,000 people. Anyway, the placebo group, 2 people killed themselves. The other antidepressant group, 4 people killed themselves. Double the risk of suicide, double the suicide. Taking an antidepressant can make you not depressed or suicidal. The Prozac group, there were 12 suicides. So from placebo, 2 suicides, Prozac, 12 suicides. 6 times of suicide. They hid that for, I think, like 15 years. And they paid off lawsuits brought against them so that they paid off judges, they paid off everybody, so that they did not have to reveal the data. And then finally somebody didn't accept the money and it was let out.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're up against. Our guest has been Dr. Linda Loggeman. If you'd like to get her material, you go to her. Or if you'd like to get copies of our interviews, why give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Linda, God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us. You're a great guest.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks very much, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported financially, and that's how we're able to maintain our network of radio stations of 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, as we reach out across America to try to get people to understand the powerful spiritual forces that are at work today to destroy America. And they want to focus your attention on what's going on suddenly overseas. They want to focus your attention on what's going on in suddenly Chechnya. That certainly they wanted to focus your attention on what's going on in the Middle East and in Syria. But basically, this is all a cover for the fact that the real battle is right here in America, and there are organizations here that control both political parties that actually suddenly have their people planted in key positions in the military and the banks, suddenly in the corporations. This is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you haven't read my book on Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You can get it by calling it 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't want to buy the book, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and just screen down videos. The first item there is Brotherhood of Darkness, or simply go up on the internet and type in Brotherhood of Darkness, my name. You can see the talk that I gave from whence the book came. But you must understand there really is a subversive group that has gained control, certainly of our reins of government here in America, that is using the financial and military and political power of the United States to bring about a one world government, a one world financial system, and ultimately to destroy Christianity, because the major motivation behind everything going on is the destruction of Christianity. When you understand that, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. So we do hope that if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll take the time to go to our website, to watch our DVDs, to listen to our radio programs, to read our newsletters, to read all of the other things we have. We have some things that are there very, very serious. We have other things that are for entertainment. But go to our website and look at the various things that we offer, and then encourage other people to do exactly the same, so we can reach more and more people and make them more and more of what's really going on, and we are having an impact over across America. And we are suddenly trying to get people involved. We invite them to talk to five people every day. Talk to people at the store, talk to people where they work, talk to people every possibly can about what's going on, and you have to get involved. The other side's working 24 hours a day. A lot of Americans aren't even voting. We had a vote here, Sydney, this recent vote across America. In our area, only 30% of the people vote. I mean, basically, the other side wins by default, and you lose by default if you're not involved. And so we plead with you, not getting involved. Number one, we want to demand that we have a fair elections, and we have to have paper ballots. Suddenly, then we have to have people who are suddenly involved with the local political process, backing the people who back the Constitution. And if they don't back the Constitution, then find candidates who do, or run for political office yourself. But you must start getting involved with the local process. We cannot take this back from the top down, because suddenly a small group that controls both political parties has a lock on what's going on. We can take it back from bottom up by your being involved. Telephone 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders, for our ministers, but please pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and to contribute financially at Radio Liberty.
One land that's free.